supposed to be here to meet me? Surely their absence wasn't because they're not in heaven. No. It's more likely the greetings by all those who had gone on before was another myth. I realized that my conception of this place was as ephemeral as the room itself. I hadn't given it more than the most cursory of thoughts, being sure that, at worst, I had years to form an idea of it. So what expectations I did have came mostly from Sunday school and, of course, 40s movies. The waiting was making me uneasy. Couldn't I move on to eternal bliss now? Why the delay? I'd been a good person. I had followed the Ten Commandments, as much as was reasonable for someone living in San Francisco. I had honored my mother and father on those Christmases and long distance after 5 and on Saturdays. I had kept the Sabbath when I was a child, before they televised the football games, which is all that could be legitimately expected. I'd even gone to a series of Krishnamurti lectures on Sundays a year or two ago. But my parents and the Sabbath were only 2 commandments. What of the other 8? What were the other 8? That was a question I had considered only in connection with the 7 dwarfs or the 8 reindeer. Commandments. Ah, taking the name of the Lord in vain. Oh, God. Oops. Admittedly, I'd been less than pure here, but who hadn't? If that commandment had been pivotal, there would be no need for this room at all. The escalator would only go down.